The Four Bees Baptist Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Bee Gees, one on Vectis Radio. Before that, Rod Stewart with his mates, The Faces, and Stay With Me. Good morning. Welcome then to the second hour of the mid-morning show. And we've got the team in from Medina. We have Tegan.
Hello.
Morning, Tegan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
And we've also got, who are you?
Adam.
How are you, Adam?
I'm good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Now, I just it's been a month since you were last in. Last time we had a conversation, we were talking about keepy-uppy, and this is what you practice a lot. You have a football and you practice. How many keepy-uppies can you do?
Very difficult.
Because you're a bit of a Lionel Messi fan, aren't you?
Yep.
How many? Yeah, have a little think about how many you reckon you could do, because I reckon before the end of term, we'll get a little football, okay? Mm. We go out in a car park, where it's safe, mm-hmm. We'll rope off the area, and we'll do some keepy-uppies.
Okay.
That sounds like fun, doesn't it? All right? And you hate football, don't you?
I don't hate it, it's just that.
Have you ever watched a football match?
Once.
Did you? Which one did you watch? Was it on the telly or did
it was,
you?
I think it was on the telly.
Which one was it? Was it an England game?
I don't remember which one it was because I was like younger back then.
Boring.
Yeah.
But you do play sport?
Yeah.
You like, what is it you like?
Dodgeball and tennis.
Hang on, let's talk tennis and we'll come to the dodgeball in a minute. So okay. You play tennis.
Yeah.
So where do you play?
I normally play at the tennis courts, like sometimes with my sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you get all like, you know, do you get all the whites and do you take it seriously is what I'm saying?
No.
No, you just go and have a bang about with a ball.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your sister's name?
Jade.
Jade. All right. And so you like tennis. Tell me about dodgeball. What is dodgeball?
Basically where you just got to dodge the ball, and if you don't want to dodge the ball, just have to catch it. If not, you're out for like, what about, until someone else catches the ball.
So what is the ball? What is is it a football, a cricket ball, or?
It's more like a bounce one.
Right, okay, so it's like a football, you can bounce? How big is it? Size of a football, size of a tennis ball?
Size of a football.
Size of a football. Can they kick it at you?
No, they can't kick it.
You got to throw it?
Yeah.
And they got to hit you?
Yeah.
Anywhere?
Huh?
Anywhere?
Anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere on the, you know, hit your leg, your face?
Yeah.
It's face off.
Well,
you
not
know,
the face.
Do you make rules, like you can't hit the face?
Yeah. I always make them rules. Oh, not the face!
Not the face! Do you play dodgeball?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you go for him? Or do you go for somebody else with the ball?
Someone else.
Someone else.
We're always on the same team.
Ah, yeah. Right. So do you have to wear like a kit with it? Any shin pads or anything like that?
No.
No, nothing like that? So where do you play? Is this part of PE?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So that's part of PE. Do you play rugby as well?
Sometimes.
Do you like rugby?
Not really.
No. What about you? Do you like the rugby as well?
No.
And just tell us about cross country, because this is interesting, because when I was your age, I went to the same school you go to now, and the cross country that we used to have to do, obviously lots of things have changed since then. They banned the cane and things like that, but we used to have to run all the way along, not on it, along the river to the old boat, the Ride Queen, at the end, and then come back again. So when you do the cross country, how far do you go?
You know the two fields?
Two fields outside of the school at Medina?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You have to do two laps there.
Just two laps?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad, is it?
Not too bad.
How long does that take you?
An hour.
What are you, stopping off somewhere? Having a cup of tea somewhere? So you've got to go around the field twice, and do you run all the way around without stopping? Or do you walk round?
I walk, then run.
Walk, what, 5 minutes walk in, five
yep.
minutes run in, and so on. What about you?
Yeah, same.
What, you say? So do you walk together?
No.
Do they split you up?
No, I didn't split ourselves. No. Just, I didn't.
All right, okay. I'm guessing that PE is not your favourite lesson.
Nope.
No, what's your favourite lesson, Adam?
Maths or some other ones.
Are you like maths?
Yeah.
Seven sevens?
Seven sevens, 49.
All right. 27 times 3.
27 times 3?
Yeah. Any ideas?
I want to say...
What did I say? 27 times... 3 times 27. Is that what I said?
I think
right,
so.
3 times 27. Go on.
About... 81.
Is it?
I have no clue.
I'm trying to work it out. So 3 times 20 is... What did we say? 3 times 27?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 times... 81. No, it's not, is it? 3 times 7, 70... It is, it's 81, isn't it? Oh, hang on, we might have to take a break and work that one out.
Yeah.
Do you like maths? Are you like, you know, maths?
No.
Dropping? So what's your favourite lesson?
Break time, lunchtime and home time.
What about holiday time?
And holiday time, absolutely.
I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that at all. So when you go back, you'll have lunchtime. How long do you get for lunch these days? What time's the lunch bell go? Do they still have a bell?
Yeah, they still have a bell.
So there's a bell, and a bell goes what time for lunch?
Got to think this now.
10 to 12? 12 o'clock?
Think so.
Quarter past 12? What do you mean you think so? Which one is it? It's really strange. The reason why I ask you this is because you don't... I mean, you cheated earlier on when I asked you what the time was because you had it on a screen and I couldn't see that you'd seen it on a screen because I asked you to sort of avert your eyes from our clock out in the green room and you cheated and you were like a minute out and I was thinking, wow, how did he know that? And then we found out that you were looking at a screen. But you don't know time is you don't is there must be clocks in your classrooms and you know what the time is and you know what time the lesson ends because I just going back to when I was 13 you would be looking at the clock and thinking right we've got 20 more minutes of this boring lesson let me get out and have some lunch you know do you think that way as well?
Moments of silence.
Moments of silence, yes. So you do, don't you?
Yeah.
Ah, that's normal. That is normal. But the concept of time is something that, you know, without looking at the clock now, what is the time? Come on, what's the time?
11:20.
You cheated. You cheated. You had a look. But would you have known what the time was roughly? Go on,
no.
Be honest. No, you wouldn't. No. So you don't have any concept of time. You don't wear a watch.
No.
And you don't wear a watch
no.
either. Have you got watches? At home? You don't. You just don't wear them at school?
Yes.
You do. When do you wear a watch then?
I don't wear a watch at home.
Right.
Because my home is literally like a clock house.
Right. I remember you saying about, you know, you've got lots of clocks and they
yep.
all go like off at some point. So I can imagine why you're put off by a clock. But it's just interesting, you know, the concept of time. How, you know, how long you think you're going to be. When have you got to go from here, do you know? What time have you been picked up?
What was it, Adam? 20 past 12, wasn't it?
Maybe.
You're way out.
Thank you.
So it just proves my point. You've got no concept of time whatsoever.
I think 10 minutes past 12 o'clock.
No, he's coming for you at about 20 to 12. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Whitney Houston. We might play something else.
Well, I was close.
Wait, half an hour out. That's quite a lot, isn't it? Half an hour out. Well, where you been? You're half an hour late. It was close. It don't work, does it?
The average radio station has 500 tracks on a rolling playlist. We have over 5,000. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Mott the Hoople. And roll away the stone on Vectis Radio. It's 11:30. Did you know that it was 11:30?
No.
Got no concept of time at all, have you? We were having a great conversation about Chael, you know, about, you know, Spanner's Close and the shop and so on. And then you butted in with a story about, what's his name?
Erling Holland.
Yeah, and then you chipped in with, is he any relation to Tom Holland?
I thought you said Holland.
Yeah, it's Haaland, isn't it? It's the blonde guy that plays for Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah.
Because we were having a conversation about football earlier on, but so we went from Chael to... Oh, was he related to Tom Holland? It was just a moment. And what we're trying to create in the last times that you've come down is two young lads... that are having a conversation about something and we just record it. And what you've done is a podcast with Super Villain, mm-hmm. which is... Who is it this week?
Ultron.
Yeah. Your powers ain't memory, is it?
No.
And
my one was Captain America.
Yours was Captain America. So there you were having a conversation about the two going off against each other. And we're going to play that out on Thursday lunchtime because it is a fascinating listen. And I actually learnt something and I didn't know who actually played Ultron. Keep it a secret. Don't tell anybody. I was really quite shocked at who plays Ultron because I'm not really a massive fan. I watch them now and again. Which is your favourite Marvel film? What's yours?
Mine.
While he's thinking about it, yeah.
I'm still thinking about it as well.
Oh, you're still thinking about it as well?
I think it's upcoming soon, so hopefully it's going to be a really good movie.
All right.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
And is Haaland in that? Is Tom Holland still Spider-Man? Is that as well? He's still Spider-Man. Okay, so I made a list of stuff here that I was going to ask you. And I wish that I'd written it down so I could actually read it. What's your favourite time at school? That was break time.
Lunchtime and home time and holidays.
Right, but I didn't ask you. Because you're a big mathematician, aren't you?
Yep.
Is maths your thing? You really like maths. When you're doing the lesson, then that's one lesson that you'll be looking at and thinking, "Don't end just yet," because I'm enjoying myself. Okay, you won't be looking at the clock and thinking, "Oh, I'll wind it on 10 minutes." Is there any other favourite lesson that you got?
Art.
You love art as well. So, what was the last thing you did in art? Tell me about it. Yeah, he's going through his memory banks again. He's having a little think. Because obviously you had... you were at school last week. It was 2 weeks before that you had off.
Didn't we do shading last time, Adam? No. Shades, colours, no.
No.
Shading. But you did shading last time because you remembered it. Yeah. So what is shading? With a pencil on the side?
Yeah.
Shading. All right, that's easy enough, isn't it? Did you master that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was all right, was it? Did you do the same lessons then?
Yep.
Did you sit together...
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless you annoy each other and then you get off and walk somewhere else and go and sit somewhere else.
Me, I'm sweet and innocent.
Have you ever annoyed each other? Come on, be honest.
About only one time?
All right. Do you want to talk about it?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, then. You're celebrating a birthday in a few days' time?
Yeah, six days.
In 6 days, you're counting down the days. Monday, next Monday, and you'll be what?
14.
You'll be 14, and you're not 14 yet.
No.
So he's like seniority. And what should we say to people like him?
Respect your elders.
Brilliant. And when are you 14?
In January.
Not for a long time yet.
Oh,
so you've
got
to respect your elders for all those months.
Oh, that's too long.
Okay, what are you hoping to get?
I'm hoping to get... a new PS4 game.
Now, I'm kind of thinking this hoping is similar to the sneaking a look at the clock when I'm asking you what the time is, because I reckon you already know you're getting one, don't you?
Yeah.
You do? How do you know?
Because I literally... My mom always brings birthday gifts,
right.
And accidentally I always find them.
Well, where did you find them then?
One was in her closet.
Right.
So, Mom literally said to me, go get the fan. So I went to get it and I just looked up.
And there it was?
Yeah.
How bad would it be if it wasn't for you? How bad for you would it be if it was an empty box and you're not getting an Xbox?
No!
Now, your birthday's in January. What are you hoping to get?
I'm just hoping to spend loads of time with my family, pretty much. Don't hope for anything, really.
Oh, mate. Oh, that's really sweet, isn't it? Not like you. put that to one side. There must be something you want.
No, not really.
No, you want for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you could learn from this, Adam. His eyes went up and down. Okay, we've got some local tunage coming your way. And this is a song that is very apt around at this time. It's a song that was written by Simon Whitworth. And it's sang by Ben Carpenter. And it's called A Letter Home. And it's about someone in the war all those years ago that was writing a letter home, knowing that he probably wasn't going to come back home. It's a beautiful song, and they released this last year, and they're re-releasing it again this year. And it's local tunage at its very best. So enjoy.
Local music on Vectis Radio is sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop in Cowes. We don't just sell guitars; we also offer restringing, setups, accessories, and repairs. Visit us at 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or give us a call on 01983 242 680.
A Letter Home. It's a local tune, lovely song as well. That's Simon Whitworth and Ben Carpenter. They sent the track in last year, and it's still on our playlist. You can do the same. If you're a local musician, singer, songwriter, email them to ian.mac@vectisradio.fm. And they've got to be 2 to 4 minutes long, no bad language, and make sure they're labelled correctly. Now, it's time for you chaps to go back to school.
Joy.
Was that sarcastic?
Oh, was it? Me, I'm sweet and innocent.
Are you looking forward to going back to school?
No, because I've got maths next.
Oh, you got maths next. But you're all right. You love maths. Okay, you got lunch first, yeah? What are you having for lunch? What are you having? Do you get a choice? Do you get a packed lunch?
Yeah,
I get
a packed lunch.
Okay, so you get a packed lunch. Have you looked at see what you got yet or
not?
No? Okay, what do you have? Packed lunch or do you go...
Packed lunch.
You have a packed lunch as well. You got no idea what you're going to get?
Nope.
Well, and then you got maths straight after it?
Yep.
And then what after maths? Because you won't be doing that all afternoon, will you? What time do you leave school? What time does school finish?
3:10.
You sure about that?
I'm sure.
Because there's a little frown that tells me that I'm not quite sure about it. 3:10. You finish school at 3:10.
Yeah.
What time do you finish school?
At the same time.
Yeah, but you've got no idea, have you? Because you've got no time. You've not got no concept of time, have you?
Oh, thank you.
Now, look at me. Look at me. What's the time now? You cheated.
11:42.
It's 11:43, actually.
Oh.
There you go. Cheat. Hey, look, have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Just tell us quickly, podcast next week, who are you doing?
Adam's doing Loki, and what am I doing, Adam?
4.
And they're brothers? Is that right? Okay, interesting. Can't wait to hear it. Joy to be around you this morning. Have a great day. Have a safe week. Have a wonderful birthday on Monday, okay?